Watch, female Antifa member allegedly spits on, punches conservative activist. By Catherine Rodriguez on November 20, 2018. Police arrested a 19-year-old Antifa protester Saturday for allegedly punching and spitting on conservative activists taking part in the #Him2 rally in Portland, Oregon. Authorities arrested left-wing Antifa protester Hannah McClintock on a harassment charge, and arrested five others on other charges, including interfering with a peace officer and disorderly conduct, the Portland Police Bureau said in a statement. A video of the encounter shot by independent journalist Andy C. NGO showed McClintock allegedly confronting the male demonstrators attending the rally. The rally put a spotlight on male victims of sexual abuse and those falsely accused of sexual harassment. Left-wing counter-protesters also showed up to disrupt the rally and harass the attendees of the event. The female protester allegedly egged on the male demonstrators while she spat on them, repeatedly yelling the word B, according to the video. McClintock then allegedly assaulted the male activists. Two of the activists could be heard in the video urging their fellow protesters to resist the temptation of fighting against the female Antifa protester. Let it happen, says one of the protesters. Don't touch her. Let her attack us, let her attack us. But McClintock continued to assault the men, spitting on them once more while the #Him2 protesters turned the other cheek. It's all good, it's all good, a #Him2 protester says calmly in response. Let her spit. It's all good. Portland police officers carted McClintock away shortly after she allegedly assaulted another #Him2 protester, and booked her into the Multnomah County Jail. Officers had arrested a total of six people by the time the rally ended. The police bureau is aware that several instances of criminal behavior were filmed and broadcast on various media platforms, the Portland Police Bureau said in a statement. These crimes may include, but are not limited to, disorderly conduct, assault, theft, and reckless burning. Investigators will be conducting follow-up which may lead to arrests at a later time.